hits this week in classical music and local arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Orchestras and opera companies in the U.S. and Europe facing uncertain futures and changes in how people listen to music are making forays into web streaming, taking the classics out of the theaters and concert halls and adding them onto the small screens. The Vienna State Opera and the Berlin Philharmonic both charge a fee for subscriptions to its streaming portals and apps, seeing them as new sources of revenue. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra's free live stream of the Verdi Requiem last year drew 130,000 viewers on 30 different websites. The Metropolitan Opera has begun Met Opera On Demand, a service that offers video and audio performances from the Met's archives. But the cutting edge for this new phenomenon in this country is in the former Motor City, where the Detroit Symphony Orchestra has the most ambitious free web streaming program of any major American orchestra. The orchestra now streams about 20 live concerts from Orchestra Hall free each season, using a handful of tiny cameras controlled from the basement of its restored 1919 concert hall. Many music organizations say they believe such web streams will prove helpful in the future and that they must find audiences where they are. YouTube is now one of the world's biggest music platforms, especially for young people. Last week, seemingly out of the blue, the San Diego Opera Board voted 33-1 to cease operations of the city's third largest cultural institution after the final production of the season next month, calling the decision heart-wrenching but unavoidable. After 28 years of mostly balanced budgets, the company said that instead of facing an insurmountable financial hurdle, San Diego Opera would make the choice of winding down with dignity and grace. General Director Ian Campbell said, "Over the last several years, we've lost a number of prominent contributors, frequently because of death, but especially during the recent economic downturn. The demand for opera in this city just isn't high enough," he said. The company had cut the number of production per season from 4 to 5, and it reduced the total number of performances. It had also laid off some of its staff. The company earns close to 40% of its income from the box office and relies on donations for the rest, Campbell said. San Diego will be the latest in a line of prominent opera companies to close. The decision will leave only one major opera company in Southern California, the Los Angeles Opera. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOK Phoenix NHD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.